Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the program today as we begin a study concerning the greatest person in God's universe. Would we not rightly state that the greatest person in the universe of God should be of definite interest to all human minds and hearts, above all others? And who is that person? Who is the greatest in the universe? 'Tis none other than Christ, the Son of the living God. Your blessings, my beloved radio friend and mine, in life, and our blessing for all eternity, depends upon knowing Him. But it is only through the Word of God that we can and will know Him. The Lord Jesus Christ is the supreme subject of the Bible. Like a mirror, this blessed book, the Bible, reflects the glory of the Lord, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. How we need to know Him. May I direct your heart at the commencement of this series of messages on a text that we find in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 42. They were words in the form of a question directed by the Son of God Himself to the people of that day when He was upon the earth and to whom He was speaking on that occasion. Matthew chapter 22, verse 42, the Lord Jesus directs this question to His hearers. What think ye of Christ? May I repeat it again? 'Tis just as important today as when He uttered the words long ago. What think ye of Christ? May I point out very briefly, it is a pertinent question. He wants to know what you think of Him. 'Tis also a penetrating question. He wants to know what you think about Him. And of Him. What are your thoughts concerning Him? Then third, it is a very personal question. What think ye of Christ? My beloved friend listening, this is a personal question. The Spirit of God directs it to you, and He directs it to me. What do you think of Him? What do I think of Him? Very personal question. Then, as we have already suggested, it is a preeminent question. It concerns Christ Himself. No other person in the universe. There are millions and billions of others without question or doubt, whether they be angelic beings, whether they be human beings, whether they have been human beings of the past, or men and women, boys and girls that are living in the present, or yet shall be brought into life. And it concerns the Son of God Himself, what we think of Him. May I repeat very definitely, this is a solemn question. You have many questions in life, so do I. Many problems, so do I. But may I bring to focus to your thought and to your heart, my beloved friend, as well as to mine own, here is the greatest person in God's universe. Now, if the Word of God presents Him as such, should it not be of definite interest that I should understand who this person is, Christ, the Son of God? There are some special revelations about the Savior, the Son of God, His blessed person in the Bible. By the grace and the help of God, we wish to cover seven specific facts relating to His person that all of us should understand. Briefly, let me present the seven facts before you, and we shall take them up in the will of God one by one. Certain special revelations, seven of them, concerning the person of Christ. First of all, you may never have thought of it before, but first of all, we shall consider His pre-existence. Second, we shall seek to consider his incarnation. Third, we shall consider that great, memorable work, his atoning death. Fourth, we shall consider his resurrection, for he is the first fruit from among the dead. We shall also consider his glorification at the present time at the right hand of God, living in heaven above. And sixth, we shall consider the great high priestly administration that he performs there in the presence of God on the behalf of his church and his people below. Last of all, the seventh will concern his glorious, great manifestation when he comes back to the earth in power and in great glory. Now shall we commence the first special revelation we would like to consider. And may I again repeat, from the depths of my heart, may the Spirit of God direct you and me, your thoughts and mine, to consider this one in the revelation we have concerning him from the Bible, the Word of God. First of all, consider his pre-existence. Now let's be very careful. Let's not only be careful, let's be very practical as well as scriptural. Where can we find revelation concerning his pre-existence? Let me again repeat, whatever lessons we follow concerning his person, we shall find the truth concerning him from the Word of God. We take no human philosophy. We seek no human reasoning or rationalism, but we turn to the infallible, the impregnable, and the blessed teaching of the Word of God in all of its blessed truth. Only in the Word of God can we find truth regarding his pre-existence. We shall find it directly stated. There are scripture words written by divine inspiration that directly reveal to us his blessed pre-existence. Let me quote one from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. You may know it well. 'Tis translated in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, where even to Joseph, the supposed father of the Lord Jesus, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus, to Joseph the angel said, quoting from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, concerning the birth of Jesus, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which interpretation means God with us. Beloved, stop. Please think. This blessed one who came to the earth, born of the Virgin Mary, was none other than God himself coming from heavenly glory to be with us. They shall call his name Emmanuel. Again, we would quote from Isaiah chapter 9 and quote in part verses 6 and 7, where the prophet begins by stating, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And in the context, there are two particular titles we emphasize specially, as you find them in verse 7. He's called the Mighty God. He's called the Everlasting Father, meaning the Father of eternity. Oh, my beloved, what titles are these? Please, I want you to realize, recognize, and also acknowledge with humble consideration and gratitude of heart that when that Blessed One came to the earth, 'twas none other than the one who was called by the Spirit the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, or the Father of Eternity. But we quote another scripture from the Old Testament, chapter 5 of the book of Micah, the prophecy of Micah, and verse 2, where we have a prophecy concerning the future birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he would come to the earth. Long before, yea, many hundreds of years before, Micah the prophet by divine inspiration wrote where he would be born. And he names the town, "Thou Bethlehem of Judea, out of thee shall come forth unto me the ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from the days of eternity." Note the words again. Please let me repeat them. I want you to please recognize the greatness of the one who is the Christ of God. And in his pre-existence, the Spirit of God writes concerning where he would be born when coming to the earth, but also declaring who he has been from all eternity, whose goings forth has been from of old, from the days of eternity. Beloved, I don't know whether you believe it, but if you take the word of God, you will find that before time ever began, there was an eternity past. And who can tell of that past eternity? You and I cannot. We were not in it. We were not living in it. My beloved, there is no other book than the Bible, the Word of God, which can take you and me into a past eternity and reveal a blessed revelation of eternal truth. Now, in these three scriptures, which I summarize and remind you of, Isaiah 7, verse 14, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, Old Testament scriptures, we'll consider some New Testament ones later. These are sufficient to state directly the pre-existence of the Son of God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, my whole desire is that you might have the proper impression, the proper understanding of the greatness of Jesus Christ. He is the pre-existent Son of God. God write it by the Spirit into your heart and into your soul. Father, in the precious name of the one for whom we are speaking and of whom we are speaking, sanctify the divine truth that all of us may worship at the feet of thy dear Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.